five.
Item number five is a resolution in opposition to the LRB 3621, which calls for turning over county unclaimed fund money to municipalities of origin.
Okay. Treasurer Dilbert has reintroduced himself. Is this coming up for vote? I guess it is the question. So this is why.
Friday afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Friday afternoon, the bill has not been introduced at that time. But it could be introduced at any moment.
So we certainly want to be proactive here. Okay. Treasurer Dilbert, introduce yourself, please.
My name is Dan Dilbert. I'm Milwaukee County Treasurer. I just want to reiterate the comments that were made by people before me here today. It just seems to be a lot of instability in government at all levels right now. As Roy De La Rosa, Stephanie Stein, Jerry Lede, and members of the committee all pointed out, things are happening very quickly right now. People are introducing measures that perhaps, because they're intended, you'd like to think they understand what they're introducing, but perhaps there are unintended consequences also to the legislation that they need to be informed of. This is really critically important for us in the Treasurer's Office because these funding issues are really critical. With the tax rate freeze and the tax freeze in Milwaukee County, it's very difficult to make up any money that's lost in the process of these passage of bills without adequate discussion. I always feel that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. I think we need to be at the table at these discussions and have input into these. So I want to be proactive in terms of getting some input into this before it reaches committee level. I think a lot of legislators, when they do these things, they don't understand the consequences, and perhaps a lot of education needs to be done on many levels to understand what the role of county government is and how we fund services. In this particular case, unclaimed funds money originally was put together the way it is right now is because it's not money that's municipal money. It's actually money that's due to citizens of Milwaukee County. It's given to us because the municipalities hadn't made successful efforts to locate the owners of these unclaimed funds, and that we, as a disinterested party, go out and advertise these funds. We put the information in libraries. We put out press releases, and we make these funds available for a period of 10 years so people can come forward and collect money that's due to them. The county does this at its own considerable expense, publicizing of it. Put it online. We keep detailed records for 10 years to make sure there's not duplicate requests for these money. And if we didn't do this, all 19 municipalities did this on their own, it'd be total chaos. If someone had money coming, they have to check, find out when the municipalities publish it, where it's listed, find out where it is. It would be pretty much of a chaotic system. And at the end of this process, the money reverts to Milwaukee County that isn't claimed. I think the state legislature originally intended this because this was money due to citizens of Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County represents all citizens of all municipalities, and so if the money is in claims, everyone benefits from it in roads or parks or other ways the county spends this on behalf of the county citizens. This proposal actually is suggesting that after 6 months, this money go back to the municipalities of origin. It's kind of a double standard because the state unclaimed funds takes money from Milwaukee County and keeps it for the state, mm-hmm. but now they're talking about giving municipal money back to the municipalities. Doesn't cost the legislature anything, but it would be a big hole in our budget. It would be about a little more than $1 million every other year from Milwaukee County that we would lose. And the thing is that there's no alternative to make up for this in the bill. We'd simply lose $1 million, and unless we levy new taxes to both pay for the cost of the system, which now we're doing for free for the municipalities, but also to make up for the $1 million, it's like a shell game with money. And we're giving money back to municipalities, and we're making it up by taxing the taxpayers even more money to make up for it. I think it's really not well thought out. I think it needs to be understood. The legislators explaining why this is done originally this way, and also the economic impact to the taxpayers of this community. And that's why I presented this, so we could get started in the process early on. A lot of things are happening in the legislature right now. They're happening very quickly. To me, they're not always being thought out as well as they should be. I think there's more of a discussion process and changes at this level. Really need time discussion instead of being passed very quickly. And when they're introduced suddenly like this, there have been bills, as you all know, in the legislature that have had hearings where they still have an LRB number even before they have an assembly or senate bill number. So I wanted to be sure that we got a head start on this and got our positioning quickly and education started.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or movement on this resolution from anyone? Supervisor DeBruin, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval of the resolution and just to double check, who are the sponsors of this?
There are some with the snap.
There are three assembly sponsors. By my knowledge, no Senate sponsor. The three assembly sponsors, two of which are and an additional sponsor is going to announce the election next year.
Their names?
To introduce Representative Stan Bauer is one of the individuals that will be sponsoring the re-election, and then Representative Thiensfeld, who is the main sponsor.
From Thiensfeld? I'm sorry, what's
his name? Thiensfeld.
Oh, okay.
Where's he from?
But no one from our community?
No, no, the three sponsors, no one
okay.
from the law.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments?
You know, they think they will be able to bring some revenue into their county, and they don't have a clue about the impact of it. That's what it is.
Okay, we have a motion from Supervisor Broom for approval. Madam Clerk, please.
Supervisor Holloway.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broom.
Aye.
Robert.
Aye.
Krikrevich.
Aye.
Santrico.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 7-0.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Thanks for your attendance this morning, everyone. Adjourn.